the perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Regan Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
All right, so we got to get started this morning without Lindsay. And we don't even know why, what she's doing. She'll say it's something with the kids.
She does. She uses those kids.
Yeah, she'll be using them as an excuse for things probably until they're 30.
Yeah.
You know, my sister-in-law does that. Her kids are, they're twins. They're 14 now. And she'll still say, well, I got two babies. You didn't expect me to get you your birthday gift on time.
What is the cutoff age where you can reasonably use your kid's age to get out of stuff?
I would say, well, it depends on how many activities they're in. If they're in activities and stuff, I'd say up until the time they're driving.
Oh, okay. That's a good benchmark. Like yeah. Once they start driving, you can't do it anymore.
Yeah, yeah. That's right. And I was just thinking, Regan, I went to the fat doctor yesterday to do my weigh-in, and they have this machine. It's incredible. It tells you everything. You just step on it like a scale, and it reads all of your insides and everything. It's crazy. And the lady came around the corner, and she goes, okay, let me ask you something. Have you started lifting weights? And I said, yes. She said, okay, well, you can already tell a difference in the scale is the same as it was last week, but your muscle mass has increased and your fat percentage has decreased. And I was like, okay, great. You know,
sure.
Then she said, but since you're lifting weights now, we have to, you need to start doing a food journal. So you can bring that in and we'll look over to make sure you're getting what you need through the nutrition. And I'm like, okay, well, I've done food journals, as you call them, you know, back when I was really into working out and everything. And I've gotten past that. I know what to eat, know how to do it. And, but she said, I mean, we would really like to see that. I want to make sure that you're getting enough, you know, not saying I think you're eating stuff that you shouldn't be eating, but so, you know, I'm not an organized person. I'm not attention to detail when it comes to that kind of thing. And so it's now a labor, at least for the week, that I've got to write down everything that I eat and take it to her and go, okay, well, here's what it looks like. Here's what I ate. You know, this is when I worked out. But that just throws a complete delay on something that I was planning on eating, you know, on a cheat day, maybe this weekend, or a cheat meal. I was planning on making jambalaya burritos, jambalaya breakfast burritos.
Oh my God. Jambalaya breakfast burritos. Boy, yeah. You are speaking my language. I need a jambalaya breakfast burrito now. Oh my God.
You just take leftover jambalaya. Uh-huh. And you put it in the skillet and then you beat eggs with it and put Cajun spices in the eggs and scramble the eggs with the jambalaya while you're reheating it, and then put it in a tortilla and roll it, brown it on both sides, and you're ready to go.
Boy, shut up. Give me that.
You can do that with that Zatarain's box jambalaya that you use.
Yeah, I guess I could, but it probably wouldn't be the same.
Oh no, not even close.
This is the TJ and Regan Show. New Radio Net presents the TJ and Regan Show with TJ, Regan's, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Regan Show.
If you don't watch our show on its video platforms, then you're missing out on something, and you're really not going to get this, what I'm going to talk about. But I'm not wearing a hat today, and I'm wearing this shirt. It's gray, and I'm wondering, do I look like Dr. Evil?
No. Actually, what's funny is you look like you're wearing a green sweatshirt.
I do?
To me.
Well, it's kind of a charcoal gray.
Well, and what's also funny is that these, my hat and my shirt actually match, but not on camera. So I don't, we don't know what color anything is.
Are you wearing a jumper? No. Okay.
A shirt.
All right.
And a pants.
Yeah. I thought you were wearing a jumper.
Oh, matching pants.
No, I thought it was one piece.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But I'm saying that's why you thought that, because you see my leg and it looks like, But they do match. Yeah. So nothing on screen is the same. So you look like you're wearing like a foresty kind of sagey green.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. Well,
what do you think, Riggins?
It does look gray to me, but I'm horrible with colors.
Oh.
I don't know if I'm maybe a little colorblind, but I can guarantee we will be doing a side-by-side of TJ and Dr. Evil at some point today.
Perfect.
With the little cat in his arms.
I'll be honest, you're the tanner version.
Yeah, he's much more tan than the real Dr. Evil, for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just, I've given up on getting color and picture and all that right. And lighting. I might even start wearing a veil.
I like it.
You know, just not a wedding veil, but a funeral veil. You know, the widow always wears in the movies, the black veil.
Bring in the veil. Maybe do something like what Sia, the singer, used to do, where she would wear the hair in front of her face.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know what she looked like for the longest time.
Yeah, well, I get the hair now.
She's not pretty.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying if I was so famous, I would want to cover my face too.
I can say it. She's not a looker.
Okay.
You know, lovely lady, but
lovely.
Hmm.
Yeah. You know.
Okay. Well, maybe I could get a wig and do like Slash. He was always cool with the top hat pushing his hair down in his face.
Yeah.
That would be a good look for me.
Yeah, a top hat, really tough to pull off unless you're Slash, but I would like to see you try it.
But you know what? I think a top hat looks way better on a short man.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm 5'8", and if I put on a top hat, people would think I was 6 feet at least.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of like wearing platform shoes, but the other way.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's platform shoes for your head.
I'm making my head taller.
Yeah.
That's the key.
Yeah. That's it.
Look at that tall man over there. He's so tall.
If I painted eyes and a mouth on it. Wow. He's got two faces, but he's a tall drink of water.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Extra Funny is sponsored by Love Indus. Love Indus is my favorite new skincare line that truly makes a difference in your skin. I know it has for me. The founder, Serby Grover, learned that the breakthrough offerings are developed by reimagining the possibilities. Save 21% on your Love Indus order at tjriggins.com/deals.
Now, back to the TJ and Reagan Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Well, we love you.
We do love you a lot. And you guess who I'm starting to fall in love with? And that is Lindsay's husband, Kyle. Because I'm watching a lot of guys, they're out there golfing and stuff like that. And I'm not much of a golfer myself, but I enjoy watching it on TV. And I know that is like the bane of Lindsay's existence. She can't stand when he plays that golf.
Can't stand it.
It's really not so bad when you think about there. Other women are complaining about their husbands taking too long in the bathroom. Of course, we've all heard that, you know, legendary, oh, he spends way too much time in the bathroom, blah, blah, blah. Well, there's a woman that's gone viral. She said her husband spends an entire day in the bathroom. She said every day without fail, 4 to 6 hours at minimum in the bathroom, sometimes up to 8 hours, a full work day in the bathroom. She says he does not have an adult addiction, if you know what I'm saying. It's not that. Yeah. She said they did have a kid 2 years ago, and it started about 4 to 6 months after the child was born. He started spending more time in the bathroom, saying he was working on budgeting for the family and dealing with elder care for his parents.
So it's his office.
It's kind of sounding like it's becoming his office. And she says she has to do everything by herself. They've gone to see a therapist. But she said now that the kid is two, she's still doing everything by herself. She's looking for answers, and she's gone to this Reddit thread where other wives and moms just go on to complain about their husbands. But her story has risen to the top because no one else can believe the craziness of the situation.
I think the answer is you leave him. I mean, you've been to therapy. You've done all you can do. It's time to cut ties.
She updated her original post. She said, "I don't need 10,000 comments telling me to leave him. I can't do that in this economy. I already know that may be the best/easiest solution, but it's not an option. So please move along. If
there
that's all you've got."
There is something called child support, and you get that money, honey. There's no excuse to be in the bathroom for 8 hours a day. There's just no. That's disgusting too. You're nasty.
Well, you know, if that's what he's having to use as his office, I'm guessing that they have a tiny place that they live, so they may not have much money at all as it is. And, you know, staying with someone for financial reasons, if you're married to them, then that's even more evidence that you should split up. You know, if that's your only reasoning, then you need to do whatever you got to do to make that happen, because, you know, he's not doing what he's supposed to do. And you seem like you've fallen out of love with him, and all you want him for is a helper at this point. So the marriage is pretty much over already. If he refuses to get help, and all you're, you know, looking for is somebody to be your helper around the house and with the kids and stuff. That's not a husband.
Yeah, I agree. You know, and she didn't mention a lot about their own personal relationship, although she has mentioned he's been to therapy. They've been to therapy together, but now she's looking for a male therapist to see if we can actually get him some real help. Crazy story, though, right?
Yeah, that's crazy, crazy.
Yeah.
Weirdos.
Completely agree, TJ. Completely.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Well, we got a full-blown Lindsayism during the break. She was talking about this outfit that she's wearing. And she said that, what did you say? You said it was expensive, so you try to get as much wear out of it as you can.
Yeah. Those prices just keep going up,
mm-hmm.
up and up and up, up and up and up.
Like, and she's trying to convince us that it was a good buy.
She's just a prisoner of it. You know, just she's got to have it.
Yeah.
And she's going to buy it, but the prices just keep going up and up.
Yeah.
And she's the victim, actually.
I am a victim. No, I didn't mean it was a good deal. It was definitely not a good deal.
No, she was just saying that I had to pay a lot for it because their prices keep going up. And well, what would you expect me to do is what she's saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like anywhere. What am I even saying? I mean, do I even have to tell anybody that? No.
Mm-hmm. But not buying it is not an option. This is the point, Riggins.
Right.
No.
It had to be done.
Yeah. I mean, if she doesn't have a sage green jumpsuit in her closet at any given moment, things are not going to go well.
They're not. So, I'm going to have a bad day if I don't buy that.
Okay. Since your outfit and your hat match exactly, and you're wearing a Dodgers hat, did you have the hat first, the outfit first, or did you buy them together?
Let me think. I had the outfit first.
Okay.
This is I think I bought this over the summer.
And buy it saying that's the exact color of what would you call the outfit you're wearing?
Oh, just what color?
No. Just
a top and pants. I mean, they match.
But is it athleisure wear?
Athleisure. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Or, you know, you could probably dress this up because it's a collar.
Mm-hmm.
It's more businessy. When I have something businessy to do that day, that's when I wear this. And I have it in two colors.
All right. Well, that's cool. That's cool.
Yeah, you kind of look like DeBrat a little bit. Remember DeBrat? And I can almost hear you saying that to Kyle, like, and it's got a collar so I can dress it up. Oh yeah, you're gonna wear that to like Ruth's Chris or something.
No, I'm wearing this to the school thing I got to do today. Like, you know, just okay. A little more appropriate than a jogger set.
Yeah. Got it.
You know.
But and, you could work out in it if you wanted.
Maybe.
Because it's athleisure, you're supposed to be able to work out in it.
Yeah, it's like stylish. It's like a good material, kind of like silk. Yeah, I wouldn't work out in it, but I guess you could.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's got an athletic look to it.
Yes. Yes. It looks like you could be Sporty Spice.
Right. A lot like the days of the velour tracksuit that Jennifer Lopez was famous for when she hit big on the scene.
Yeah, that Juicy Couture, baby.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Those look so good, too. A woman pulls out one of those and she looked great in it. That's still a great look. I don't care.
I loved 2006, approximately 2006. I had like 5 sets. I was obsessed.
Oh, man.
But the prices kept going up and up and up, and there was nothing else you could do but pay it. It's like ransom to get your child back.
That's it. That's it.
Not buying it isn't an option.
No, never. Never, ladies.
TJ and Riggins coming up.
The TJ and Jody's House podcast is sponsored by Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress. Family owned and operated, and we just love the entire team over there. They've got beautiful furniture and truly luxurious mattresses. Visit them in person or online at tjriggins.com/mattress.
What is new radio? New radio is
streaming everywhere.
Listen to the show starting each weekday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Hey, go to tjriggins.com and follow us on all of our social medias. Please like and subscribe and do all that business. Do all that business. I can relate to this woman, even though I wouldn't be doing the same type of activity that she's talking about that she misses. But I think as Southerners, we can all relate to this because this is a Southern woman who now lives in California. And she's talking about what she really misses about her home. Listen.
Absolutely love California, everything about it. But today is just one of those days where I need to go get my nails done with my mama and we need to get Starbucks and walk through Belk and Dillard's. Okay? I need that for my soul. I'm going to start crying. I got pajamas. I ordered some from Belk last week and they came in the mail and they smelled like Belk department store. I shed a tear. I wept. I was so happy. I'm sad that Californians can't experience that, really.
Wow.
That's so sweet.
And you know, she tells everybody that she meets around there, oh, y'all don't even know how great Belk is.
Absolutely. Oh, man. And she's made such memories of like walking through that place with her mom. Yeah, absolutely.
I have the same memories too. Like just, you know, as a kid, walking with your mom through Belk.
Nothing sure. Better. Now, we didn't have Belk in Louisiana. That's a North Carolina company. And then just in the Southeast, when I was growing up, it was just in the Southeast. I think they've spread out even more in the South. But ours was always Dillard's. And she mentioned Dillard's. We always had Dillard's. But I had to drive at least an hour to get to the nearest Dillard's or the nearest mall.
Did y'all have Sears?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
We did. But yeah, I can just imagine. Oh, well, I lived in California for a while in 1989 and it is completely different. You don't have the same kinds of things.
I cannot believe you lived in California. That blows my mind.
Yeah. Not just regular California either. LA, you know, Long Beach.
Yeah, that's kind of why I'm surprised why she was like, I love everything about California. A girl that is reminiscing about the smell of a Belk, you wouldn't think would love everything about California.
No, and I guess for the people who listen to the podcast or people who listen on the radio in Missouri, I don't know if Missouri has Belk or not, but it's a big department store and its home office is in North Carolina. Mm-hmm. I'd never seen one until we moved to North Carolina. I don't even think they had them in Alabama when I lived there. They had Parisian.
Oh, yeah.
That was a big department store, Parisian.
I remember that.
And I think in Birmingham at the Mountain, it's called Mountain Brook Mall or whatever it was called, they replaced Parisian with Belk.
Ah.
Really?
Yeah. So I don't know if they did that, you know, all the way to all, you know, in the whole area or not, but I know in that one, it was Belk after Parisian.
I think Belk bought them.
Oh, you did?
And then someone just bought Belk more recently.
Yeah. And, if you're a true longtime North Carolinian, you say it as a plural, Belks.
Yeah, Belks.
100%.
It's not plural. It's a possessive, Belks, yeah. Department store, because it's somebody's name. The way they
TJ, Riggins, and Lindsay want to thank you for listening.
Let's go!
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show. With TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob. Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
We were just talking about how some people call Belk department store Belks. Did you get that at Belks? And they're not saying it like it's more than one Belk. They're saying it like it is, like there, it's a family name, Belk, the Belk family. And it's their department store. So Belk's department store, B-E-L-K apostrophe S, is the way they're saying it. My little friend Jenny's business is called Jet Fitness. And she loves it when I call it Jets all the time.
Jets. I go Jets.
I go, do you need anything from Jets? I'm going up there to do some cardio today. Are you going into work? Are you going into Jets today?
What's funny is I just heard you talk about on TJ and Jody's House podcast. You were like, Jenny's so mean to me.
Yeah, she is. Very.
But not just you, right?
No, it is just me.
Oh.
Yeah. I have a hot take. Y'all want it?
Yes.
Okay. Listen, this is for all men. If you're single and you are looking for a lady, whether you're going to date her for a little while or whether you're going to marry her, stay absolutely clear of any and all women who use the hand gestures when they're talking with their fingertips together and their fingernails together, and they work their hand like a puppet when they're talking. Stay away from those women because they will bring you nothing but grief. I just know it.
Where you hear them clacking.
Yeah. And they're talking. And because they do that because they're being sassy and telling somebody off. And they think that that adds to it. And it's just irritating. When I see that on social media, it makes me dry heave when they're doing that. And when they clap on their words. I'm getting more and more of that on social media. When women are telling somebody that they're stupid, like, how are you not getting this? Or, what is the other one? Make it make sense. Oh,
makes sense.
But what they'll do is they'll put the camera right in their face and they put their hand up there with that gesture of having their, it's like a, you know, when, Italians make that, with their all their fingertips together and mamma mia, and they hold their hand. Well, it's just turning it the other way and then using it like you would, like you'd be working a sock puppet while you're talking.
Sure. Yeah. Why does it bother you so much? Is it the sound or what they're saying with their fingers?
Because it's just so performative. You know, yeah. Just like, okay.
And also your nails are way too long.
Yeah. And I don't like it when non-Italian people use Italian words and phrases to try to make themselves sound cool. Like white people, just regular white American Southerners don't need to be using the term fugazi.
I don't even know what that means. What does that mean?
Really? I mean, I haven't heard that. That's Goodfellas stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, no, I mean, he's just fugazi. What? No, he's fake. He's fake.
Yeah. Don't do that. Don't do that, Carl.
Don't do that. And then stay away from women who do that with their nails while they're talking. Okay. Hot take. Bring it on if you got something to say.
Thank you for joining us.
Oh my God. I love it.
I love it. I love it.
This is TJ and Riggins.
The TJ and Riggins Show is sponsored by the Temple Team, real estate professionals who understand that buying or selling a home is a life-changing experience. And the Temple Team always puts their clients first. Learn more about the Temple Team at tjriggins.com/deals.
The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
The future award-winning TJ and Riggins Show.
That's exactly right.
I just know it.
TJ's already got some trophies. He's looking to add another one to the mantle, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Who gives those out now? I mean,
we can get them made ourselves.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll just make our own awards. Who cares?
Let me look on Amazon real quick.
Well, I hate to say it, but the baristas have had enough. Apparently, there's a lot of influencers going into their local Starbucks with hollowed out pumpkins, asking the barista to prepare their Starbucks drink inside the mini pumpkin, topped with whipped cream and cinnamon, so that they can then pose inside their car with the cutest, most fall drink of the year.
It is cute, but make it yourself.
That's sort of what everybody's saying. Why are you going to make the barista's life more difficult, even though they ask you to bring in your own cup to reduce waste? People are saying, how is this any different? It's a pumpkin, and I want to take a cute picture. You're the ones that offered bring in your own mug or whatever, but the baristas are really having a way with it because they think it takes too much time.
Yeah, I think this is fantastic. I love it.
Like Starbucks.
No, I love it because Starbucks says, bring your own cup. You know, under the guise of we're reducing waste and it's, you know, Mother Earth and all of that. But what it really comes down to is if you bring every time somebody brings in their own cup, Starbucks doesn't have to pay for one. Do they charge you less if you bring your own vessel in there?
Yes,
they do. Okay.
A lot, yeah.
All right. Well, then maybe they are trying to do it for the environment, but that's not a good reason either.
And they're busy and they're trying to like hold a pumpkin and like put everything in it. Like you're doing too much.
Yeah. I say good for you influencers.
Go buy your iced coffee at Harris Teeter and make it yourself.
No, go to Starbucks, make them prepare your beverage in the vessel of your choice, whether it's a cup or a pumpkin or a sock with a plastic bag in it.
Oh, bless.
I love it. I think
they
it's
do
great.
Get paid pretty well. So, I mean, you know, just doing your job, but like,
And do they write the person's name on the pumpkin?
The pictures I've seen don't have the names written on there. And I've also seen some videos where the baristas are thrilled and they go, oh my God, what a cute idea. I want to do this too. But I guess the overall sentiment is that they've had enough of it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well.
So, yeah. What are you going to do? But the story is great because I just think it's so fun. Yeah. TJ, can you imagine bringing a pumpkin to a drive-thru and go, can you make my drink in this?
No. But I mean, it all makes sense to me on both sides. I think both sides of this argument are wackies.
Yeah.
And I just have fun with it.
The problem with the drive-thru, though, is too, when you get up to the window, that's when your order should be ready. You're taking up so much. You're a hand in them to make it.
That's a good point. That's also a really good point. You're causing a backup because you don't have your cup ready or whatever.
And it's already backed up.
Yeah, I understand that. It's just a fabulous story. But there is one story in pop culture that is dominating the headlines, and I cannot wait to talk about it with TJ and Lindsay. We'll get to it coming up next.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Baby, let's go.
Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show.
That's just a circus going on at Lindsay's house.
Yeah.
Everybody's running around there.
I think they've been vacuuming the same spot for like 20 minutes. I think they're trying to listen to the show.
Yeah. And I think you better move a pair of tennis shoes because I just heard the word zapatos come from the background. And I'm pretty sure that means shoes in Spanish. I could be wrong.
They're probably saying my daughter's closet is a wreck with shoes. She's got like 100 pairs of shoes in there.
That would make sense. Yeah. That would make sense.
Yeah.
There is a story that is dominating the headlines this week. That is Kevin Federline promoting this book that he's got coming out in a few weeks. And it's all about Britney Spears. And everything about this, I could talk about it for 8 hours, but I want to hear you guys' feedback. He's releasing a book. This is K-Fed. Remember, he was married to Britney Spears. She cut off his child support about a year ago, 11 months ago, because their youngest child turned 18. Mm-hmm. And now he's got this book coming out. And two of the tidbits that have come out about this book is that he says she walked into her kid's room holding a knife while they were sleeping. And then when they woke up, she said, "Oh, are you guys awake?" And then she padded off, his words, like nothing happened. The other story was that she called Justin Timberlake the night before she married K-Fed and asked Justin Timberlake, "Is it really over between us? I'm getting married tomorrow." He walked in and saw her on the phone doing this. And she said, "No, no, no. I was just saying goodbye for the last time." What are you guys making of all this, everything about this story?
Well, considering the fact that he went on and married her, then he really wasn't marrying her for the right reasons, I would say. And of course you cut off the child support when your kid's 18.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah.
But her obsession though with knives is a story that has come from multiple people in her world. So I don't know what that's about. Maybe she just walks around with them all the time. She just likes having a knife in her hand.
She like carries knife holders.
Yeah.
Underneath a knife. Now, did he wait to write this book until he was completely, like, not financially tied to her?
It certainly sounds that way. She cut it off. I believe it was November that he stopped getting payments.
Yeah.
And now it's October. So less than a year later, he's got this tell-all book coming out.
Yeah.
So here's what I think. He's doing it for the money, obviously. So I think it's a scummy thing to do. Although, if any of those stories are true, that's also super frightening and scary. Mm-hmm. So I think two things can be true at once. It's a disgusting scumbag move, but also this is the craziest story ever.
Well, and I think what we've learned is she's been crazy since day one. I mean, this isn't just a new thing that's happening. Like,
yeah,
this dates back.
How is her knee? Has her knee gotten better? Because I know her crazy dances, she's been wearing a knee brace.
I don't know. I have not seen an update on the knee. But yeah, I would like to know that as well.
If she is, you know, suffering with a debilitating knee injury where she can barely dance in the foyer of her home on camera for the social medias, and he's coming after her like that at this juncture in her life. Oh, does he know that he ain't supposed to be talking to her like that when she's hurting?
She's hurting.
You know, you ain't supposed to talk to me like that while I'm hurting.
I could see her making that call.
Yeah.
You know, you're not supposed to do that to me while I'm hurting, baby. Come on.
I fell down the stairs.
Yeah. I mean, just crazy.
Yay! All right, let's go.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. TJ, Riggins, and Lindsay want to thank you for listening.
Let's go.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
All right, I need to call upon certain members of the radio family to give me a little advice here. And I have a plumbing issue. It's just a question. So it's not something that we need to address right now. But just whenever you get a chance, if you have the answer to this question, you can just DM us. I would appreciate it. In the guest bathroom that's right across the hall from my studio here, and it just happened, that took a little bathroom break. When you flush the toilet, it makes the sound, a faint sound, almost like a doorbell.
Okay.
I know it sounds stupid.
Like a ding.
Like flush it and it goes woo, like that.
Gotcha.
Now, I don't know. I don't know whether that's a major problem or a problem at all. I've just never in my 56 years of living on this earth, I've never heard a toilet make a whistle sound or a ding sound like that when you flush it.
I have a question. Since I am kind of a plumber, no, I'm kidding. How do you hold it down? Do you have to hold it down a long time for it to flush?
No.
No, just normal. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And do this. Do the sound one more time.
You don't look feminine at all when you do that, though.
Have you done it and then thought somebody was at the door because the doorbell's ringing?
When we first moved in, I did. Yeah. I was like, okay, so let me get downstairs and see who that is. And then it stopped and I was like, wait, did that? And then I started flushing it some more just to make, and it does it every time.
Ooh. Just saying, hey.
I have a ghost in the toilet.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, maybe record it and we can post it on social media or something. We can have the people weigh in.
Yeah.
So they can hear it themselves.
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll do it. I could do that. Just I have to be careful not to drop my phone in the toilet.
Please don't. Then it'll be making weird noises.
Oh, speaking of doing ooh, that sound being a light sound. I started that Ed Gein monster show last night.
Oh God.
And the first episode's a little sleepy, but I tell you, I don't know the woman's name. I should. But the lady that plays his mother, that plays my mother on there, is great. She's absolutely great. She's the one that played Roseanne's sister on Roseanne. And, she also played Sheldon's mom on, Big Bang Theory. She's been in a lot of stuff. She's so good. She can do comedy or drama, and she plays his mom, and she's incredible.
Now, Ed Gein, he's good too. Charlie Hunnam.
Yeah, he's good, mother.
He's good.
Because he doesn't really talk this way, but he has to talk like this in the movie because Ed Gein was a very soft-spoken and timid kind of personality. Yeah, it's creepy. And I think that it's going to get a lot better. First episode just has all that, setting the scenes and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm ready for him to start killing.
Oh, God.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Ooh.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Reagan Show with TJ, Reagan's, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Oh, Lindsay, I have something that you are going to love. Two audio clips that you're going to love.
Can't wait.
Well, actually, Riggins is the one that found them.
We can all enjoy them, though.
All right, here's the first one. It is a lady who appears to be mid-30s. Listen.
Now, who needs to hear this? But when a child says, "I want mommy," to their dad, that is a child's version of, "Hi, I'd like to speak to your supervisor, please."
Can I speak to the supervisor? That's actually kind of funny.
Do you agree with that?
Yeah. I mean, they want something that, I don't know if I would put it like that necessarily. It is funny, though.
I would like it better if she would have used the word manager.
Manager.
Rather than supervisor.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny though.
Because obviously everybody knows the dad is the supervisor of the family.
I mean, there could be two supervisors.
I don't think so.
I mean.
Either way, the next clip, I would trip out if this were a situation with me. Listen.
I'm here at my credit union in person. There's proof. There's the sign. To make my car payment here, I don't make them online. And let me tell you why. Because Sydney Federal Credit Union has a membership perk that I don't think enough people talk about. Like, a lot of credit unions have, you know, different account perks and CD rates and all those things. But Sydney offers you, when you come into the branch, free ice cream sandwich. And if you're going to pay a, sorry, it's cold. If you're going to pay a bill, there's nothing better than getting an ice cream sandwich as a reward for doing so.
Can you imagine? I would pay my bills like weekly.
Yeah. Like little installments every week. Yeah.
He's got a point. I mean, to get rewarded for paying a bill you're already going to pay with an ice cream sandwich, that's awesome. That's a great perk.
I don't want to hear him eating it as he's talking, but it does make me want one.
Yeah. Who thought of that? You know, other banks and all offer suckers.
Suckers, yeah.
But an ice cream sandwich?
Yeah. Ooh. It's probably $8 for a box of ice cream sandwiches. Somebody's like, let's just throw them in the freezer back there and we'll just give them. People are going to love that. That is incredible customer service and just makes you think about them.
But do you want more people coming in to pay their bill, or does that not matter? You just say, all members are eligible for this, but we just can't mail them out to people who pay their bills online. I don't know, but that's really cool.
I love that. Does he ask for it, or do they just will it? I'm wondering if he's like, where's my ice cream sandwich?
He said they offer you free ice cream sandwiches. And I bet there are some lunatics who turn it down.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
I'll be like, I'll take his.
Please.
That's crazy. Yeah. And you can do it in secret because you've already been at the bank. You're just running errands and you have this little secret ice cream sandwich in the car. That's awesome.
Love that.
Sign me up for that credit union, wherever that was. Let's go get a loan.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Eric Javits is the sponsor of Lindsay Look. Eric Javits is my go-to for summer hats, fall hats, shoes, and handbags. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 20%.
The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
All right, so maybe we'll let you get out more than one story this time, Riggins.
Well, it was a great story. If you missed it, one of the top trending topics, people getting excited for Halloween, of course, but Starbucks baristas have had it with influencers coming in with empty, hollowed out pumpkins to make their beverage inside so they can take cute pictures for Instagram and TikTok videos and things like that. And the baristas have had enough. They said, you're making our job harder by bringing us a emptied out pumpkin to make your drink in. But TJ says, go for it. He wants to see more of these influencers going up to get their pumpkins made with coffee in it.
Yes. As the kids say, I'm here for it.
Absolutely. We are here for it completely. But be courteous to anybody in customer service. They're doing their best. I'm sure of it. Other food news, Burger King has unleashed their Halloween Whopper. And you see this every year pop up, black buns and weird looking sauces. They've done the black burger, the Halloween burger, for years and years. And I always think, who's buying that? Well, it turns out it's those influencers that are trying to get their coffees made inside the pumpkins, I think.
Yeah, same people.
I think it's the same people. So
I do not want a black bun. And they say it tastes the same. There's no way.
It's kind of like green beer on St. Patrick's Day. I have had it, but something about it didn't taste right. Yeah. I know they say it's no different.
Could be a mental thing, but whatever. I don't want it.
Yeah.
They say you eat with your eyes and whatever that means, but I could see how that could play a role into it. But this year they've also unleashed their new Frankenstein burger, which has green buns, bright green buns on a Whopper. So I don't know that anybody's going to be interested in that, but it is available for spooky season. Mm-hmm.
Is that, can you get a regular Whopper, or do you have to get those during this time of year?
You can still get a regular Whopper for their lifelong fans, and you're not interested in the hype. You can just still get a regular Whopper and without the green buns.
Okay. If your dietitian said, TJ, you can have a black bun Whopper today only, would you do it?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Same. I would say just one.
I'll do the green one too.
I mean, it could be black because it's burnt.
Yeah, charred.
And I would eat it.
You put enough mayonnaise on that thing and it'll soften right up for you, I'm sure. And then Britney Spears is the top trending topic this week because her ex-husband, Kevin Federline, is releasing his own memoir later this month. And in it, he has revealed that she stood in the doorways of her children's bedrooms with a knife in her hand. And when they woke up to ask her what she was doing, she said, "Oh, you're awake." And then she would walk away. So as TJ pointed out earlier, Britney has had a long history with knives. She likes dancing in videos with them. So there's something to this knife thing.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to get to the bottom of.
Yeah, she just has security knives.
Is that it?
It's a security blanket. She has a security knife.
Yeah.
Kevin Federline also says that we're getting to the point of no return with Britney. He said, if something's not done, her kids are going to be left behind to pick up the pieces. That was what he said. Yeah. So it's pretty sad. Their kids live full time with him in Hawaii. And yeah.
And I'm guessing he had a ghostwriter.
Had to, please. He can't even form a sentence. Yeah.
I think it's safe to say he probably did have the help of a ghostwriter, no doubt about it. But there is another story that's trending in the news out of the great state of Oklahoma. And you are going to be blown away when I tell you the details. Coming up next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Yeah. Oh, good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
TJ, you've never been arrested other than that one time when it was like a prank for the radio, right? They put you in the jail.
Yeah, no, I haven't.
When was that?
Yeah. When we lived in Alabama, the sheriff played a prank on Ace and me and had us arrested. And actually we were planning a prank and then we set it up with him the way it was going to go. And then he turned the tables on us.
Oh,
and made the prank about us.
Were you scared?
No, but it was believable in some of the moments. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, scary if you've never been arrested before, I'm sure.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Even for somebody who has been arrested, it's probably scary. But anyway, there's a woman in Oklahoma that was just arrested. She was arrested based on a warrant that was out of Nevada. So she gets thrown in the county jail and her name is Christine Hillier. And she's in county lockup. And then her lawyer shows up. They take her to the lawyer prisoner meeting room, I guess, some sort of area where you're allowed to meet with your attorney. And they start signing papers together. And then as soon as those papers are signed, her lawyer stands up, walks across the table, and they just start making out, full on making out, rubbing on each other, hugging on each other. It turns out that this lawyer, Aaron Oldham, was not a lawyer at all. It was her boyfriend that lied to the people that worked at the jail and said, "I'm her lawyer." And they just let him go in. He's had no formal training, no schooling to become an attorney.
Yeah.
He was promptly arrested. And he's now defending himself saying, "Well, it's attorney client privilege." And they said, "That's fine, but you're not an attorney."
God.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know what they were thinking. I mean, is this his plan or is she like, just come visit me and say, you're the attorney? How does that work?
I don't know. It was probably his plan, you know, and because they're not married. So, you can't be made to testify against your spouse. So I don't know about saying that your spouse is your attorney or not. But yeah, he probably just said, "I'm just going to tell him I'm attorney." What are they going to do? Check?
Yeah. Let me carry a briefcase.
And he probably figured that, you know, they go into those rooms like in movies and on TV and all. It's a private room and the police are not allowed to listen to the attorney and the client talking. And so he probably was planning on it being a private room and then they could go ahead and do their business.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like Lindsay's conjugal visit.
Yeah,
exactly. But I think Lindsay's spot on, like the conversation that happened. She's like, just bring in a briefcase. No one will be none the wiser.
I mean, that's what I would think.
Yeah, he's like, great idea. I'll be there at 6, you know. I mean, it's just, but I kind of admire it.
Don't you have a cousin that works at the funeral home? Borrow his suit. Get a briefcase.
God.
It's small town Oklahoma. They can't possibly be looking that closely, but no. Yeah, don't you? Part of me is jealous.
They also know every attorney in town.
True.
True.
Good point. And it's probably like two guys.
Yeah.
They're watching too many movies.
And they probably knew that guy. Like, yeah. Hey, I went to school with Charles Ray. He's an attorney. There's no way he's an attorney. Trust me.
It's amazing. More TJ and Riggins coming up. Subscribe to all the shows at tjriggins.com and never miss the latest episodes. Yeah. Thank you for joining us. This is TJ and Riggins. TJ and Riggins.
The TJ and Jody's House podcast is sponsored by Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress. Family owned and operated, and we just love the entire team over there. They've got beautiful furniture and truly luxurious mattresses. Visit them in person or online at tjriggins.com/mattress.
What is new radio?
New radio is
streaming everywhere.
Listen to the show starting each weekday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So, something really cool happened with one of my listeners from my my night show on the political, the news talk station. I have a really, really good friend who is a Methodist pastor, and he's been my reverend ever since I was a little boy. No, he hasn't, but... He has this saying, and he's actually from North Carolina, and he has this saying, God loves you, and there ain't nothing you can do about it. You know, meaning God loves us all. It doesn't matter how much you sin or how bad you think you are, God still loves you. And so I asked him, I said, hey, do you mind if I say that as the last thing of my show every night? Do you mind if I steal that from you? He goes, no, of course not. So every night when I say, you know, that I'm finished and Mark Levin, I say, Mark Levin is coming up next. Remember, God loves you and there ain't nothing you can do about it. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Then it goes off. My show goes off. So one of my listeners sent into our text line in the studio where you can send pictures of something that he had done to his truck. If you watch on the video, you can see Riggins is going to post it. And he had all the entire tailgate of his truck. He has God loves you, ... Ain't nothing you can do about it.
I love it.
It's not just it's lettering that he's just written all the way across his tailgate.
I love it.
That's awesome.
I would have liked it better if the nothing didn't have the G on the end, but I still love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
Because that's the only thing that I say that I know is grammatically incorrect. Yeah. Because it just wouldn't sound as you know, authentic, I don't think, to say, hey, God loves you and there's nothing you can do about it. Or God loves you and there isn't anything you can do about it. It doesn't ring, you know?
Yeah, totally.
But yeah, I thought that was really, really cool.
I love that.
I mean, that's Charlie Kirk kind of stuff there. I don't want to put myself on the level with Charlie Kirk yet, but in a few weeks, probably.
You're going to get there.
Mm-hmm. Starting a movement.
TJ, Riggins, and Lindsay want to thank you for listening.
Let's go!
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show. With TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D Rob. Now back to the TJ and Riggins Show. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Well, sexting with ChatGPT is coming soon.
Oh no.
Not meaning that you're using ChatGPT to give you the right words and all to say, but the ChatGPT will be the one sexting with the human in the couple.
Which is way worse than what you said first.
Yeah. So It will, you know, bring in the to question, is that cheating? So you find out, Lindsay, that your husband, Kyle, is sexting with a computer program that is talking like a human to him.
Yeah. I'm not mad. I'm not jealous as if it were another woman. I'm creeped out. Yeah. I'm more along the lines of like, you're a loser. Like, ew.
Yeah. You're not somebody I have respect for anymore.
Right. And almost, I don't want to say this because let me just kind of knock on some wood, but I almost would rather him be with a real woman than do that. Just because, like, I know you're not a loser then. I mean, you're a terrible person, but. Mm-hmm.
But he's, yeah. Yeah, he's not being with either one of them. He's just
right
communicating in that manner.
I almost would rather him communicate with a real woman than a computer. You nerd.
God. Yeah, because there's more of a disturbed aspect of it.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Disturbed?
Yeah, because you're pretending that the computer is a person, and it, I don't know. There's a different level of perversion, I think.
Ultimately, it's a robot. I mean, when you think about it, it's not a real person.
And it's I guess it would be considered a fetish as well, because a fetish is when you find something sexual that is in no way a sexual thing, you know, right. Like being turned on by someone's neck is not a fetish. Like, you don't have a neck fetish, but being turned on by your car, that's a car fetish.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to put my therapist hats on here, but what it has come to.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us.
Oh my God. I love it.
I love it. I love it.
This is TJ and Riggins.
TJ Riggins TV is sponsored by Cozy Earth. Watch the entire show every day at tjriggins.com and get 41% off your Cozy Earth order at tjriggins.com/deals when you use the promo code TJ at checkout. Sheets, towels, men's and women's clothing, and a lot more. tjriggins.com/deals.
The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
Oh, man, this show's almost over. Look at that. Yay.
Hooray. Hooray. Well, there's a couple of things trending. Obviously, you've probably seen the story all week this week. Kevin Federline, Britney Spears' ex-husband, promoting a book, releasing a lot of bombshells about his life with Britney Spears. And he's basically painting a picture of this woman that she is crazy, and she has been this way for a long, long time. And he also points out, I think he said, we're at the 11th hour. We're about to get to the point of no return, and her kids will be left there holding the pieces, is what he said. Do you think he's going to sell a lot of books?
He'll sell enough, I think. Yeah, because anybody, they're going to eat up any type of tell-all about Britney, no matter where it's coming from, I think.
Yeah, and they're not framing it as a tell-all. They're saying it's his memoir. But to me, these kind of stories lets me know it's a tell-all.
Yeah, I mean, what is there to K-Fed's memoir that doesn't involve Britney being crazy?
Right.
Yeah. What are they going to say? Like, the first time he DJ'd, you know, what it was like, nobody cares about that.
It's a backup dancer for somebody. Like, okay.
I want that story. Lindsay, are you going to read this book? I know you're not a big book girl, but this might be up your alley.
I'm not going to read it, but I do want to know some things that happen in it. So I'm just going to ask people.
Yeah. You think K-Fed will do his own, the audio book for it?
Now, if he does that, I'm listening. Yo. Yeah. This is K-Fed.
Yeah. And then Lindsay showed me a product from Kim Kardashian. This doesn't even seem real. What is it?
Faux pubic hair thongs that she's selling in her Skims line.
Okay.
$32 a pop. Okay. And my question was going to be, can you pick your color? And you absolutely can.
Okay.
I know you can't see it on my phone, but I wish I would have sent a picture in. There's a cream colored one. There's tan, black, and red. Got and it. The hair, faux hair, is on the, you know, just the material of the underwear.
We got it. We got it. Yeah. That is disturbing. I didn't know that.
I would buy some of them if it wasn't fake hair.
At least it's environmentally friendly or whatever they say.
Yeah.
Gross.
Interesting timing with the Ed Gein docuseries or the show on Netflix, but disturbing stuff out there. We've got more coming up next.
This is the TJ and Regan Show.
The TJ and Regan Show is sponsored by the Temple Team, real estate professionals who understand that buying or selling a home is a life-changing experience. And the Temple Team always puts their clients first. Learn more about the Temple Team at tjriggins.com/deals.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Baby, let's go.
Now back to the TJ and Regan Show.
Oh. What a day. What a day.
What a day.
Or as the kids say, it's been a day.
It's been a day. It's certainly been a day. Well, I guess to be a parenting expert, you don't necessarily have to have kids. There is a parenting expert out there that says she has figured out the appropriate time, the amount of time you should be talking to your kid when they go off to college. How often should you be contacting your child when they're away at school? And I couldn't help but think of Lindsay, who said, I think 2 weeks ago, she was like, Brooks Bloom, that's her son, is going to have a whole world of trouble on his hands when he goes to college because I'm going up there with him.
I'm coming. I'm going with both of my kids. We're going to like a commune.
Well, this parenting expert says the appropriate amount of time you should be contacting your kid when they're away at school is once a week. Nothing more.
What?
Nothing less.
Hell not. No. No.
She said the dangers of contacting them too much is obviously it's going to push them away. You've already got the physical distance between them. But she said what the context of that conversation always matters. The content, rather. She said, if you ask them things like, is the food bad? Or has your roommate showered, kind of thing. If you're asking them questions where the answer is going to be negative, you're going to drive a wedge further in your relationship with your kid while they're away at school, which I thought made a lot of sense. But do you think once a week is the appropriate amount of time that you should wait between talking to your kids?
I do.
You do?
Yeah.
I don't. And even in college, I talk to my mom once a day, at least. Really?
Yeah. But I think in basically just the first semester is what I'm talking about, to let them get acclimated to everything that's different and to get them situated up there, let them find their way and just check in and make sure everything's okay once a week. But I don't know that, okay, well, today's Thursday. I just talked to him. I have to wait until next Thursday. I think that's putting a little too much into it, but I do believe in giving them space.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, no, I don't. Sorry.
I believe in giving them wide open spaces.
Great song.
I know. I bet it would make you cry now you got kids if you went and listened to it.
I'm not kidding. I heard it recently on, like, was I at the airport? I feel like I was on a plane or something. Anyway, I was crying. Mm-hmm. Kyle looked at me and was like, are you okay? I was like, wide open spaces.
Many will lead and many will follow.
Just can't.
This is the TJ and Regan Show.